everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place.
Love and then begin to stand together. Oh, come on. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Every prayer has been received. What a word that has went forward. I thank God for you, Dr. Julie. I thank you for your support. I thank you for your ministry. I thank you for our covenant of being brothers and sisters on one accord and like-minded belief and trusting God with all our heart, leaning not on our own understanding. We want to pray for you and for increase of spirit, increase of love, increase of boldness, as we've said for everybody, that your message is heard like never before. God is I heard something earlier. All of us are going to preach in areas that we never thought we would preach before, not because of us, but because we have been crucified with Christ, and no longer we who live, but he who lives in us. Oh, I magnify him today for you, woman of God. I thank God for you today and your service. Each and every one of you that have been on here, this has been dynamic, and yes, we're coming around to our next hour, and what a mighty man of God is going to come forward, Minister Sir Ryan. He's going to bless us after this song. So get ready. Come on, get ready. Pray. Lift your hands towards him. Just say, preach. Preach Jesus. Just say, be anointed. Anointed by Jesus. And say, live. And live by Jesus.
Down, we lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus. The greatness of mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. And we cry, holy, holy, holy. We cry,
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, bless the name of the Lord this morning as we we're preparing ourselves for Minister Sir Ryan. He's coming in a second. We want to pray. Lord, we thank you right now. We touch and agree from the east, the west, the north, and the south. Lord, that not our will, but your will is being done as we continue in this revival. Lord, we thank you that we're new again. We thank you that we're living again. And Lord, we thank you that we're in a new lifestyle because of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you that we are now walking according to his will because we are now in Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Heavenly Father God, that we being crucified with him, no longer live, but him that lives in us, Lord. So be magnified, Lord. Be glorified. Be lifted up through the man of God, that as he comes forward free, as he comes forward equipped, and as he comes forward ready to deliver your word uncompromised to the people of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray in agreement, and all said amen. Minister Sir Ryan.
Hallelujah, Lord God. We bless you. We thank you. Hallelujah for this day, Lord God. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name, Jesus, because you are great. Hallelujah. You have fed us, oh God, on this day. In the last 12 hours, the word has been richly brought forth and manifesting in our spirits, Lord God. So we just bless you for the word, Lord God. All things were made by the word. So we thank you that you have anointed vessels who are full of your word and connected to your spirit to deliver the word aright, Lord God, that hearts will hear and souls will be made fat, Lord God. And we just bless you for your word, Lord God. We bless you for the Holy Spirit that is already in the midst. We don't have to conjure him up. We don't have to try to pull anything out of the heavens because you have already declared that where two or three are gathered in my name, I am already there in the midst, oh God. So we bless you, Jesus, for being here in our midst, oh God. We thank you for being right here among us, Lord God. We bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we just ask, Lord, that you will rest upon me as I minister what you have already given, Lord God, and that as I free myself up to flow in what you will give, Lord God, that maybe I'm not aware of, Lord God, because this is not a show of flesh, Lord God, but this is a demonstration of the Spirit, hallelujah, Lord. So we bless you for your Spirit, Lord God. We bless you that you have already made ways and making manifest your word, Lord God, hallelujah. And we just ask right now that those who are listening will be blessed by what they hear and have heard, Lord God. And those who are going to go back and listen later will be blessed by what they hear and have heard, oh God. So, Lord, have thine own way, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I've heard some dynamic teaching and prophecy and words of ministry today. Hallelujah. I've heard all different types of word on today that spoke to my spirit, hallelujah, and speaking to where I am and where I'm heading. So I am just grateful, and I thank God for it, hallelujah. And you are going to be blessed on this round, on this level. Each round goes a level higher, so we thank God for being in our midst, hallelujah, and for delivering his word with clarity and excellence. Well, I heard a lot of what I was planning to speak on or what was in my meditation already spoken on, so to come close to the end, it's a hard thing because majority of what you want to say has already been said, but I thank God that his word is confirming. God will confirm his word out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, but today we have more than two or three, so God is being glorified, hallelujah, on today. So I'm going to start out with saying this, the song choice that was played. I hope you listened. I hope you got that in your spirit, the song choice, hallelujah. The Lord put that song in my spirit 2 days ago, hallelujah. He put that song in my spirit because as I was in prayer, I heard the voice of the Lord, and he said something to me. He said, I wrote down what he said, and I'm going to share it with you. He says, I am holy. Hallelujah. This is God speaking. He says, I am holy. If we're going to know God, we've got to know him in his holiness. He says, I am holy. Know me in my holiness, not religion, not tradition, not your approach to me. Understand that he is holy. He says, I am holy. Know me in my holiness. He says, a heart that's fully surrendered can receive my will. Hallelujah. He says, turn to me and I will turn to you. In me, it is yes and amen. And here's the kicker. Just ask. Hallelujah. Some things we're going to get in this now season right now just by asking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The woman of God that just spoke, she spoke about Elijah coming out of a one place going into another place. Hallelujah. Spoke about the prophet Elijah. I believe that's in 1 Kings around the 17th chapter, I believe it is. But regardless of where it's at, you can Google this, look it up, or somebody can chime in and speak where it's at. But I want to touch on that for a minute. She spoke about Elijah, the prophet. He was at the brook, and the brook dried up, and he waited for his next instruction. His next instruction was to go to a place where he would be sustained by a widow who was commanded to bless him. But what I took note of in that story was God never had a conversation with the widow. Oh, watch this now. God never told the widow, you're going to sustain my prophet. The widow had the wrong confession. When Elijah showed up, the widow says, I ain't got nothing but a little bit of meal in a barrel and a little bit of oil in a cruse. And me and my son are going to bake this last cake. We're going to eat it and die. But the prophet had to open his mouth and ask. He says, make me a little cake first. He had to ask for his provision. That's when the woman realized who she was to God. That's when some folks are going to realize in this season you are somebody else's sustaining. Hallelujah. But God will give you a miracle in your doing. Hallelujah. In your obedience. See, the prophet had to be obedient. He had to go. He had to humble himself and go to a widow. A widow. I mean, God didn't send him to a king. God didn't send him to greatness. God sent him to a widow. Send them to somebody that look like they ain't got enough to do nothing for nobody, including themselves. They about to eat their last and die, but God said, go ask anyway. Humility. See, God's going to humble us in this season if we don't humble ourselves, but he's given us opportunity to flow in him and move in humility. This is not the message, but I'm just going to flow with it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are being revived. So that means God is causing things to come alive in us. That means new revelation is flowing in us because we are alive in Christ. Hallelujah. Not outside of him, not in our own ability, not in our strength, our gifting, none of that. It's all about Jesus getting the glory. Hallelujah. Watch this now. Hallelujah. Elijah has to ask. He has to ask the widow, and then God makes this thing happen. And the Bible says that in that season, Elijah and the widow and her household did eat in that season. So they were sustained through a season that was odd, a season that was strange, but they had the miracle working power of the anointing, hallelujah, of God. It took the anointing on the prophet's life, but watch this. He couldn't do nothing except he had somebody that had a commandment to bless him. Hallelujah. It's a two-way street. The prophet got a responsibility, and so did the widow have a responsibility. That means we got to know our place. We got to know, am I a widow in this season? Did God give me substance to bless somebody else? Did God bring me to my last little scratch, a little bit, and that I can sustain another prophet that God can bless me through it? Or am I that prophet that's got to humble myself and just ask? God says, just ask. Hallelujah. He says, just ask. Some things you got to just ask the Father in heaven. And some things he's going to put you in a position where you asking the Father in heaven, but then he's going to send you to ask somebody here. Hallelujah. You may have been contemplating, how am I going to start this? I got this vision from you, God, and I have no provision. What do I need to do? You said, my credit score is too low. They ain't going to give me the money. God said, just ask. You ask him first, then you ask the bank. Hallelujah. That's for somebody. Hallelujah. God says, I'm your credit. I got you. Hallelujah. So I'm going to read that again. I'm going to read this rhema word, then I'm going to get into the Bible. Hallelujah. He says, I am holy. You know, when God comes to speak, he's speaking of his character. Hallelujah. He's speaking of himself. Oh, glory be unto God. I feel the anointing. Hallelujah. He says, I am holy. He didn't say, I'm beautiful. He didn't say, I'm powerful, although he is all the above. He didn't say, I can give you a lot of money. He didn't say, I can give you a brand new house. He said, I am holy. The first thing we need to know about God is he is holy. He's holy. Holy. We think about that word holy in the earthly sense. We're always thinking about moral goodness. But understand, God is good. He's very good, but it goes beyond that. Holy means set apart. There ain't nobody like him. None. But watch this. He declares to us, be ye holy as I am holy. He said, I'm giving you an opportunity to partake in my glory. Not I'm going to share my glory with you, but I'm going to put my image on you. I'm going to make you look like me. You, as I am in the heaven, you're going to be in the earth. Because I need a representation. Adam, he messed this thing up. He fell. Lucifer was supposed to give him glory in heaven, and he fell from that place. And he says, I'm giving you an opportunity to look like me. Hallelujah. You ain't quite like me because I'm holy, but you can look like me and you can be holy also. You can be set apart just like I'm set apart, just on a lower level. Hallelujah. That's God's holiness. He says, know me in my holiness. That word know means intimacy, to know him, to really become acquainted, to really get into the person of Christ. I heard the minister, the apostle say, we got to be in Christ. I said, my God, he's all in something. The Lord has been showing me. I'm gonna dig into that a little bit, but I don't want to try to do too much to it because it's already done. Hallelujah. But everybody's been speaking about being in Christ, in Christ. See, that means you can step out of him. You can be into yourself. You can be into the world. You can be in another spirit. But when you're in Christ, hallelujah, he says all things are new. All things. That means you got a new pair of eyes, a new pair of ears. You see things and hear things, and your perspective has changed now. Hallelujah, because you're not looking at it from earth to heaven. Watch this now. He says, but you're now looking from heaven to earth. How can I say it? Because he seated us with Christ in heavenly places where in Christ Jesus. Let me read that, and I'm going to go on into the Logos word. Hallelujah to God. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 2. I hope y'all hear me loud and clearly. Hallelujah. He says in verse 6, and have raised us up. That means we're above. We're not looking down. Hallelujah. Raised us up together and made us sit together. Notice this. We ain't alone. Hallelujah. We don't have an Elijah complex. Well, it's just me. And Lord, I alone. He says he raised us up together. Now, that word together could be referring to us being one with Christ, but I also believe it is the unity in the body. Hallelujah. Us together. Watch this. He raised us up, not down. No, he didn't throw us down. We talk about Adam, and he failed, and but God had a plan. Talk about Lucifer, he got cast down, but God had a plan to replace what was messed up in heaven. He says, I'm going to have me some praise. I'm going to get my glory. Hallelujah. If I got to raise up all new things to get it, I'm going to get it. Watch this now. Verse 6, Ephesians 2 and 6. He had raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. Notice, the heavenly places are in him. Hallelujah. You can be, in other words, he bigger than the heavenly places. Hallelujah. He bigger than what you're trying to accomplish down here on earth, because he ain't even talking about that. He's talking about above it. He's bigger than even the spirit realm. Hallelujah. The Bible says in him we live, we move, and have our being. But here's the thing. Outside of him. How is it even possible to be outside of him? By not partaking in his spirit, by stepping into the flesh, because he says, I have no part in that. He's already told us the flesh profit nothing. But it's the spirit that quickeneth. Hallelujah. I feel the anointing. It's the spirit that quickeneth. The spirit that gives you life. Hallelujah. If we're going to know God today, we're going to know him by his spirit. Yes, he came in the flesh. We don't deny the truth. Jesus came in the flesh. But that flesh lived 33 years and was crucified. He was resurrected. And my Bible says that the spirit raised him from the dead. Hallelujah. In Romans chapter 8. Round about verse 11, it says that the spirit that raised him from the dead. So quicken your mortal body. So it's the spirit that quickens, the spirit that gives life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The spirit is eternal. Flesh is temporary. Jesus knew, I'm coming in the flesh, but it's a temporary assignment. That means whatever we're going to do here, it's temporary, but it's got to have everlasting purpose. Write this down. Hallelujah. I hear this echoing in my spirit. Everlasting purpose. Hallelujah. I'm going to flow with this. Everlasting purpose. God wants us to have an eternal perspective, an eternal purpose. See, whatever you're here for, you was placed here by God. You was a word in the mouth of God at some point. Hallelujah. If you're born again, the new you, the new man, that's he's recreated by the word. Watch this. So he says we were born again by the uncorruptible seed of the word of God. It's incorruptible. That means it cannot die. It's incorruptible. Corruption means death. It's incorruptible. That's in 1 Peter chapter 1, I believe around about verse 23. We're born again by the incorruptible seed of the word. So that means our purpose that we bought here for in this earth, the new you, the old you, this flesh, the shell is broken, and the new you is coming forth. The new you that says, I believe that Jesus is the Lord. Man, you're born again by the Spirit. He said, that person, I made you here and made you a new creature to put you here for an eternal purpose. That means whatever you do here, it's not about you. Hallelujah. It's not about leaving a legacy. It's not about them saying anything about you. Hallelujah. It's about you knowing why you were placed here. Hallelujah. It's about me knowing why I was placed here. Hallelujah. To bring forth glory and honor to our King. Ain't he amazing? Hallelujah. Incorruptible seed of the word of God. Hallelujah. The seed of the word. See, the thing about a seed is nobody sees it in the beginning stages. Nobody recognizes that a seed is planted in the ground. It's buried. Don't nobody see it. It's hidden. Hallelujah. That means your life is hidden. Hallelujah. The true you is hidden for a time. Hallelujah. You don't have to go out and be, oh, I'm apostle. Oh, I'm prophet. Oh, I'm this, I'm that. You don't have to go out and try to build it bigger than they did it or say it better than, no. Just do what the Lord says. Hallelujah, because your life is hidden. They don't have to know who you are, but that purpose is eternal. The purpose of that seed is to perpetuate. When you take a seed in the natural and you bury it in the ground, it perpetuates. It brings forth more than of itself. A little tiny seed brings forth a giant tree that has multiple roots and multiple branches that bring forth multiple fruit with multiple seeds, and it continues to reproduce over years and years and years. That's how God wants his legacy in the earth through you. Hallelujah. Ain't he a wonderful God? Hallelujah. Can I teach by revelation? Hallelujah. Have your way, Holy Spirit. I am yielding even more, God. Have your way. Hallelujah. He says I'm holy. This is what I want to deal with on today. Holy. To know God in his holiness means he's set apart. He's different. He's not like nobody else. You can't compare him to nobody else. Now, you can compare everybody to him, and we're all going to find some need for improvement continually because he's ever increasing. He's not, let me tell you something about God. He is everlasting. The Bible says he is from everlasting to everlasting. That means as far as eternity stretches in any direction, God says, I got it all covered. See, science says this. Science says the universe is expanding infinitely. Well, that would make sense that it's expanding infinitely because it cannot contain an infinite God. It's trying to keep up with the infinity of God. Hallelujah. He's that amazing. He's beyond explanation. God is to be experienced. Hallelujah. I'm here to just bring you into the reality of God. Hallelujah. This is the job of the preacher. His job is not to convince you of God. His job is not even to try to help you understand God. All he can do is translate the language as the Spirit is uttering through the preacher, hallelujah, that you would be bought into the reality of God. And God himself will let you know his reality is beyond what you can fathom, hallelujah, next level, hallelujah. We're going up, hallelujah. Blessed be the God. Blessed be the name of our God. Hallelujah. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Hallelujah. There is an anointing on the line. Be thou revived. Hallelujah. He's the God of generational blessings. Hallelujah. He says the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. That means every generation got to know him. Talking about perpetuation. We're talking about eternal purposes. Hallelujah. See, everything God gives us is eternal in the realm of spirit. Hallelujah. Now, this earthly is corruptible. Hallelujah. Your flesh has got to be buried. It's going to die. But he says that the spirit going to quicken it. Hallelujah. This means he can do it right now. Hallelujah. Romans 2, verse 1, he says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. It's already considered dead. The flesh is no good. It's already considered dead. Romans 8 and 10 says so. But he says, present this body a living sacrifice. How do you do that? How do you do it? It's got to be quickened by the Spirit. He doesn't want to just quicken you on the day of resurrection. No. Jesus proved that through the testimony of Lazarus. He told him, look, I am the resurrection. Hallelujah. He wants you to raise up now from the dead. This is what the story, thank you, Lord, fresh downloads. This is what the story of Lazarus really is about for us. Hallelujah. In the right now. This story was about God showing that although it's already dead, I desire for it to live, but it can't live except by my word. He had to call him by his name, Lazarus. Come forth. Come forth. Then he had to bring him out of the grave clothes. Hallelujah. Some people come forth, but they're still wearing the old garments. Hallelujah. But we're looking for the new. We got to come out the old garments. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They told Jesus, they said, if you had been here, Lazarus would not have died. He would not have died. But Jesus said, I'm glad for your sake that I wasn't here, because he wanted God to get the glory. In other words, it's by the Spirit. See, when Jesus speaks a word, when he calls you by name, and all of a sudden your life is now transformed, you quicken into the new. When he does that, when God does that, hallelujah, what's moving that you can't see? What's moving? When you speak a word and something happens, when God told Moses, he said, speak to the rock. What God wanted the people to see was not Moses' hands in action. Hallelujah. He wanted the people to see that there's something that you cannot see that's moving at the word. What's moving at the word? The Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. When John the Baptist was in his mother's womb and Jesus was in his mother's womb, Jesus is the word. He's called the word of God. He tells him, I am the bread of life. Hallelujah. The Bible says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Hallelujah. And in him was the light, and the light was the life of men. Hallelujah. And all things were made by him. Nothing that was made without him. The word. So the word, John 1:1-4, that's where that's coming from. Let me slow down a little bit. Hallelujah. But the word is Christ. It's Christ. Revelation chapter 19 says that he has on him the name written, the word of God. So he is the word. Hallelujah. 1 John 5:7 says there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. So the Word is Jesus. He's always been from the everlasting to everlasting. So Jesus is the Word. His mother's carrying him in the womb. How did he get there? God sent a messenger, an angel, and the angel told Mary what would be. And Mary says, so be it unto me according to thy word. Boom, she conceived. She's carrying life now. She's carrying the Messiah, because everything that has been prophesied from Moses on down about Jesus is now coming to fruition. Some things are coming to fruition. Hallelujah. Because of the word, the continual bringing forth of the rhema word, the living word, the life. Hallelujah. The life word. Hallelujah. She's carrying the word. Elizabeth, her cousin, is pregnant. She's got John the Baptist in her belly. The Bible says John was a prophet, but it says that he was the greatest prophet born among men in that dispensation. I believe the reason for that was because he was born full of the Holy Ghost, and because he introduces the world to Jesus. He's the forerunner for the Christ. Now, John is full of the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb, according to the Bible. He's full of the Holy Ghost. But when their mothers meet, the baby leaps in the womb. John leaps in the womb of Elizabeth. Y'all can look this up. I believe it's in Luke, second chapter, somewhere in the beginning of the Gospels. John leaps in his mother's womb. He leaps because the word is now present. See, the spirit moves when the word, hallelujah. When the rhema word is coming forth, you feel it moving in your spirit. Hallelujah. There's a difference. Hallelujah. Watch this. So John leaps in the womb. He's so full of the Holy Ghost. The Bible says that Elizabeth became full of the Holy Ghost. What was in him start overflowing, spilling out. Hallelujah. His cup runs over. What's in it? And the Bible says she did prophesy with a loud voice. Hallelujah. Because the Holy Spirit responds to the word. 2017, you're going to have to know your word. Hallelujah. Not just the, oh, just reading it off the pages. No, but you got to know that it is written for two reasons. Because the devil responds to the word, you want him to get back, you better use that sword. Hallelujah. You got to tell him, it is written. Hallelujah. And every now and then, God will throw some rhema out there also. Hallelujah. But the Holy Spirit responds to the word because he's moving. Hallelujah. He works miracles. Hallelujah. By the word. Hallelujah. And sometimes he moves before the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He'll move on hearts and then give the revelation. He's an awesome God. Hallelujah. But we know the Holy Spirit and the word are one. They're in sync. They're in unison. They're in unity. They operate as one whole unit. Hallelujah. There's never any disagreement between the spirit and the word. There's never any disagreement. It's not like oil and water and it doesn't mix. Uh-uh. It's not like that. No. The spirit and the word are one. Hallelujah. I took a turn now. Knowing God in his holiness. Knowing God in his holiness. His holiness. God is requiring us to be holy. That word holy is all throughout the Bible. When I was younger, when I was a little young kid, I remember they didn't have all these different versions of the Bible. If they did, the people we knew didn't have them in the house. They just had one Bible and said, Holy Bible. Now you got Easy Reader Bible, English Version Bible, Newcomer's Bible, Teenager's Bible, Men's Bible, Women's Bible, Study Bible, Jewish Concordance Bible, and all Jewish Lexicon Bibles and Concordance Bibles and Topical Bibles. But When I was a kid, they just had a holy Bible. And you picked it up, and you could be as dumb as a box of rocks. But when you start reading that word and believe it, then the Spirit will just start teaching you according to the word. Hallelujah. Just by picking it up and reading it, because he's holy. He's holy, and he's giving us a record of his holiness. Hallelujah. He's holy. Hallelujah. In Isaiah chapter 6, the prophet has an encounter with God, and he sees God. We know the story. And he sees the Lord on the throne, high and lifted up, high. Hallelujah. He's above all. He's the Most High. Now, he sees God. The Bible says that, you know, he's praying through the temple, and the glory, and the house of the Lord, you know, was filled with the glory of God. And he sees the seraphims, which are angelic beings. He sees them there, and they're flying around God. And in verse 3 it says, "And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." Hallelujah. The whole earth is full of his glory. That means God wants to be seen here on earth. He wants heaven to be seen here on earth. But the key is holiness. The key is holiness. See, the angels that are flying, they are saying holy. Hallelujah. We got some interference, but we're going to keep on moving.
Sorry.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless you. We thank you right now that the spirit of distraction is rebuked right now, and everything that is coming against your word is removed right now. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord God, and we bless you that it's already worked out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The angels cried one to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts." He's holy. They don't have any other way to describe him. If you read up above that in verse 2, it says, "The seraphim stood. They had six wings. With twain they covered his face, and with twain they covered his feet, and with twain he did fly." Understand, they got six wings. Two of them cover the eyes and the face. Can't even really behold God. He's so holy. They can't really look upon him. He's so great that his holiness is so bright. They can't really even look, although they're in his presence. Hallelujah. They got to cover their feet because, look, this is holy ground. You can't just step on holy ground any kind of way. Then they got two wings to fly. In other words, keep your feet off this holy ground. Hallelujah. You cover, but you still got to be in a position to stay elevated. Hallelujah. Holy, holy, holy. He is holy. Isaiah sees this going on in heaven. The angels can't even think of another word to describe God. He's so awe-inspiring that the only thing that comes out of their spirit is holy. Yes, you can say God is good. God is great. He's magnificent. He's a miracle worker. He works in mysterious ways. You can say whatever you want, but at the end of the day, he's holy. Why? Because he's beyond being explained. He's beyond explanation. You just have to experience him. He's holy. He's set apart. Hallelujah. He's set apart. He's not even in a class all by himself. He's too big for a class. You can't even categorize God. He's just holy. That word holy has its own connotation because God is holy. He says, "I'm holy." He says it in his word. He says, "I am holy. I am holy." Hallelujah. So he is holy. You can't liken him to another God. He's not like Buddha. He's not like Allah. He's not like, you know, Kali or Krishna or none of these other so-called deities. No, he's holy. Hallelujah. He's God, and there's none beside him. There's none before him. There's none like him anywhere, in heaven or in earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So go with me to Leviticus 2 and 7. Leviticus 2 and 7. God tells the people, he says, "Sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God." Hallelujah. Holiness on our part is to know him as Lord, not just God, Lord. Lord and God, because Lord means you understand that you're so holy, that you're so set apart, that you're so great and beyond everybody else that we have to submit and bow to you. We have to not only worship you as in, "Oh, Father, we love you," but in the reverence of, "Thou art my King, Thou art my Lord, I will submit." Hallelujah. The song choice at the beginning, he says, we fall down at the feet of Jesus and we cast our crowns. In other words, whatever your accomplishment is, your greatness level, whatever it is that you have attained to, that people may want to humble themselves to you. He said, as great as that is, it got to come off and it's got to go at my feet. The crown is above your head. You put it on top of your head, but he says, hey, with me, your highest part is lower than that. Hallelujah. With him, his your highest part is beneath his feet. Hallelujah. Because he's holy. He's still Lord. Hallelujah. And we're going to know the lordship of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's not a bad thing. He loves us. He loves us. But in understanding his lordship, we understand that he rules supremely. Hallelujah. He says, know me that I am holy. Hallelujah. When you study the Bible, there's a holy faith. There's a holy faith. See, we start out one level of faith. You believe God. You believe Jesus is the Son of God and you're saved and so forth. And that's the faith that's delivered to the saints. That's the regular faith that brings you into the kingdom, okay? But then he says in Jude 1 and 20, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, as a faith that's more holy, that means it's set apart because now you are now growing. The Word of God says in 2 Corinthians, I believe it's 3 and 18, it says that we go from faith to faith. Hallelujah. By the Spirit now. It's not by flesh. You can't do this on your own working. No, it's by the Spirit. He said we go from faith to faith. So we go from the beginning level of faith, and we increase. We increase our faith. But watch how we do that. He says, praying in the Holy Ghost. Jude 1 and 20. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. We're going to need to pray in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is going to interpret Scripture for us this year. He's going to bring out new revelations in what seems like old things. Hallelujah. The Word has been here. The Bible has been here. The written Word has been here. It seems old, but there's new levels. There's new layers of interpretation and layers of revelation that God wants to peel back for you. Watch this. The man of God, I don't remember his name, but he said, Moses is dead. Joshua is my servant. I was getting all excited. I said, Lord God, he's all up in it. But I got to bring this forth. Moses represents an anointing that can get you to a place. That can get you to a place. But the Joshua anointing represents the blessing that you can carry to a place. See, Moses can get you to a place to be blessed. But Joshua can get you to be in a blessing no matter what place. God told Joshua, he says, where you place the sole of your feet, I'll give it to you. Hallelujah. So there's the next level anointing. Watch this. Watch this. In the wilderness, they ate manna. God was in the manna. The manna's good. That means every day you're going to get fresh revelation. That's a season in your life. Every day you're going to get something fresh from God. Not what you knew yesterday and enough to carry you through today's struggles. But they say new level, new devil. That's true. But the same God, hallelujah. So we already got the victory in Christ Jesus. Praise God and say amen, somebody. Hallelujah. Watch this. So I'm going to say that again. New level, new devil, but the same God. Hallelujah. If he beat that last devil for you, he'll beat this one for you. Just stay in him. Hallelujah. That's all we got to do is stay in him because we are now what? New. When? Now. Watch this. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. The manna was a day-to-day operation. It's okay to receive manna. It really is. Jesus said to pray, give us this day our daily bread. That's what he said. That's what he said. Give us this day our daily bread. So it's all right to be in that place. But God is a God of elevation. As Pastor E always says, he says, you don't graduate, you elevate. So we elevate. We go to a new level. Hallelujah. On that new level, watch this. Moses took them through the wilderness. They got manna. God said, you were supposed to be happy about the manna. Some people complain, it ain't enough. I want more, and I got to have this. And, Lord, we want quails. We want flesh. And you know, sometimes God will give you what you ask for that you ask for in the wrong spirit. But you got to be careful. We want to make sure we not ask for nothing in the wrong spirit in this season. Hallelujah. Watch this. God gave them the manna. It was only supposed to take enough for that day. Just enough for that day. Get you through the day. Because God was showing that I'm faithful every day. If you can trust me every day, then I can trust you with something that's going to flow every day. Now, Joshua takes him into the promised land. And in the promised land, it ain't manna. It ain't you got to go out and get it, pick it up, and bring it in and work it. Nuh-uh. in the promised land, the new place, watch this. He said it's flowing with milk and honey. That means what you need from God is flowing. But here's the thing about it. Something that's flowing, running water. Once your cup is held out into that running stream, once it's held out in that running stream of running water, whatever's in that cup is what you got. Whatever you missed, it's gone. It's flowing forward, but it don't stop. So you always got it. It's a constant, continual supply. Hallelujah. That's what God wants to bring us to now, that we don't have to try to pull back and glean from yesterday. Now we're bringing into a new place, where we're stepping into a new place where it's flowing constantly, like a river. That the water that was in the position that you stand in right now in the river won't be there the next 2 seconds. It'll be a new stream, a new flow. But that's how infinite God is. He constantly, your blessings are flowing like that. Hallelujah. And you just got to hold out your cup and receive it. Hallelujah. He says that new land, it flows with milk and honey. I mean, it's nourishing and it's sweet. Hallelujah. It's going to do what it needs to do. Hallelujah. But we got to cross over. Hallelujah. This is the crossover in the 2017. The wisdom of God. Watch this. It's a blessing that this is before December 31st, before we cross over to January 1st. There's a blessing that it started a day beforehand. Watch this. Let me show you why. Because God wants us, the new place is already what it is. The milk and honey was already flowing. God made them the promise and said, that land is flowing with milk and honey. It's already done. Hallelujah. But he said, hey, you got to be able to go in and possess the land. You got to be the right type of person. You got to be new. How do we get new? It's not a bunch of do's and don'ts and thou shalt and thou shalt. No, I'm just getting in Christ. And self, I'm talking to you too. Hallelujah. This word is for everybody. Be in Christ. If any man be in Christ, he is what? A new creature. Made brand new. Made holy. Set apart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah unto God. Watch this. Because as we step into the new, the new is already made. It's already new. But we don't want to step into it old. Hallelujah. We want to be new wine. Hallelujah. To step into the new wine skin. Hallelujah. We want to be already right, already transformed in our mind. So revival is taking place right now in the hearts. Hallelujah. That we have been brought alive once again in the newness of life. Not, oh, I'm resurrecting you back to your old self. No. We're being resurrected in the newness of life. See, the thing about eternal life is it's flowing. It's continual. We serve a God of eternal purposes, perpetuating his newness of life daily. The Bible declares that the inward man is renewed daily. Hallelujah. He says, be transformed, oh God, by the renewing of your mind. So it transforms you. It changes you. You are now what? A new person. See, I told somebody the other day, I said, if you talked to me on yesterday and didn't get acquainted with me on today, you don't know me. You knew me. Hallelujah. Because who I am today is not who I was yesterday. I don't care where I missed it yesterday. I don't care. We in the now. Hallelujah. That means something about me is new every day. Yeah, I still got the same name down here on earth. Hallelujah. I still look the same in the natural. Hallelujah. But the spirit man, that inner man, hallelujah, that person, he can't help but to issue out newness of life daily because he's made after the image of God. He's made in the newness of life. He's made in true holiness, righteousness. Hallelujah. God says, know me in my holiness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you a little bit of prophetic here before I end this, but God is speaking about holiness, not what we call it, oh, your dress ain't long enough. Mm-mm. Yeah, you got on too much eyeshadow, or them earrings, or your braids in your hair, or you got a gold necklace on, and you don't look holy. No. The Holy Ghost got to clean you up. Hallelujah. He'll tell you what you need to do. Hallelujah. He'll do that. But holiness is connecting with he who is holy. Get in him. Hallelujah. He's a all-encompassing God. He's the umbrella that everything else falls under. Let me tell you something. Everything in existence is because of him. Hallelujah. So he's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. He encompasses it all. The universe can't even hold him. Hallelujah. The Bible says that heaven is his throne and the earth is his footstool. The earth is his footstool. So if you're earthly minded, you're thinking too low. Hallelujah. When he says he's seated us in heavenly places with him. So we can't be thinking down here, down low and low down. No. We got to think upward. Hallelujah. He says the heaven is strong. So even the heaven is only good enough for him to sit on. The earth is only good enough for him to put his feet on. Hallelujah. Dominion is when you take that seat in that heavenly place with him. But it's in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Ephesians 2 and 6 again. It's in Christ Jesus, in him. Hallelujah. Watch this. 1 Peter 1 and 15 says, but as he which hath called you is holy. There's that word holy again. So be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Now that word conversation there don't just mean your words. Okay? That means in the translation of the Bible, that word there means in all your conduct. That means not just what you say, but what we do, how we think, who we are. Hallelujah. So it starts from within. Your words come from within. Your works come from within. Hallelujah. He says, be ye holy. And not in some, but in all manner. Everything we do now is to be a touch of his holiness. Not my striving to be righteous in my own strength. That ain't going to get it. No. We've got to confess Jesus. We've got to receive Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've got to remember the cross. Hallelujah. We got to remember the blood that was shed for us. It's the blood that makes you holy. Hallelujah. It's the blood that speaks to you or speaks for you. Hallelujah. And it says that you are holy. And we come in agreement with the blood. Hallelujah. The blood that was shed. Hallelujah. He died for our sin. Hallelujah. We've got to remember the cross. We can never preach the gospel without preaching Jesus, without preaching the cross, the death, the burial, the resurrection with all power in his hand. Hallelujah. But he's now a risen Savior, so we got to bring the reality of who he is, where he is right now. And the Bible says heavenly places. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Watch this. God wants us to know him in his holiness. His holiness. He wants us to know him in his holiness. He's holy. He's set apart. Everything about God, he gave the law to show forth his holiness. He didn't give the law because he was mean. He didn't give them the law because I want to kill you if you don't do it exactly right. That wasn't the reason, although you would die if you didn't obey the law in that covenant. But that wasn't his reason. His reason was, I want you to see what it means to be set apart. Israel was chosen out of all the people in the world. He chose a small little nation and said, y'all be holy. Y'all eat different. Y'all dress different. Y'all talk different. Y'all live different. Y'all have different rituals. Y'all follow and do exactly what my prophets tell you so that the people will understand that I'm not like the rest of what they serve and the rest of the gods they serve. Holiness. The priests in the Old Testament, they had to wear the thing on their face that hung over their forehead that said, holiness unto the Lord. In other words, you only holy because I put you here and I set you apart from all the other nations. That's what God really is talking about to his believers now. He says he wants us to be holy. Hallelujah. We can't know him in his holiness and not pursue after righteousness, not pursue after him setting us apart. Why? How can I say that? 1 Peter 1 and 16. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Hallelujah. This is God saying, I'm holy. Get like me. Yeah, you can't be exactly like me. You can't really be compared to me. But anyway, the image that you ought to be looking for, what the world wants to see or needs to see, shall I say, is me. And I need a body. I need a vessel. I need you to render your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your what? Reasonable service. We owe it to God. He deserves that. That's the least we can do. Holiness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to get into a little bit of prophecy for the coming year. Hallelujah. God is preparing us. He is preparing us for new things. Hallelujah. And and there's a few things that I prayed about it, and the Lord has given me a green light. Sometimes you get a prophetic understanding about things and the times and you know, people want to rush out and give a word, but you've got to be led by God. I heard the prophet about 2 a.m. this morning. He said, you can't be presumptuous just because, you know, you're gifted. You know God. You got to hear when God say, red light, don't move. He say, yellow light, slow down. He say, green light, go for it. Hallelujah. You got to know your God. Hallelujah. To know him in his holiness. He's set apart. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. I want to give you a little understanding about something that he's enlightening me about 2017. 2017 will be a year of ownership for those who are in alignment. Ownership. That means you got to get God's plan now. Hallelujah. You got to get God's vision. You got to get God's plan, because there's some things that we've been praying about. There's some things you've been saying, Lord, if I just had. God says, I'll give you ownership. Just ask. Now, we dealt with the holiness of God first, because we want to make sure we're not asking in the wrong spirit. Israel asked for some things that it wasn't quite time for yet. It wasn't time for them to say they wanted certain things, and God gave them their request, but they didn't realize what they lost in the process. Don't lose yourself in the process of gaining something that God will give you because you asked in the wrong spirit. But in the right spirit, in the asking, in a childlike heart, he said, it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Hallelujah. He even tells Peter, he says, behold, I give you the keys to the kingdom. The keys to the kingdom. That means there are keys of understanding, keys of wisdom, keys of revelation and knowledge that will open certain doors for you. Hallelujah. I heard it said that old keys can't open new doors, but eternal keys open all doors. Hallelujah. The keys to the kingdom. Hallelujah. Are you connected divinely to the vine? Hallelujah. To get those kind of keys. Can he trust you? Can he trust me? Hallelujah. Watch this. 2017 will be a year of ownership for many. If you will set yourself in alignment with God, that means the things you've been praying about that you couldn't get your hand on in 2016. 2015 has slipped through your grips. But 2017, God is letting us know it's a year of ownership. You'll be able to possess some things. You'll possess the land. You'll possess the promises. Hallelujah. Don't think it'll be without some opposition, though. But your faith is now on trial. Hallelujah. But God is a good God. If your faith is in him, the infinite, the unexplainable, the one that must be experienced, if your faith is in him, how can you fail? He's the all-encompassing one. He's the umbrella that everything else falls under. If your faith is truly in him, you're going to get this. Hallelujah. Watch this. 2017, the number 17 is what you call a prime integer. 17 is only divisible by one and itself. Hallelujah. That means this is prophetic for us. That means what's going to happen in this year, there's going to be some things that are unexplainable because God is so amazing. Watch this. A number that is divisible by only one and itself is a strange number. You can't get to 17 by multiplying 3 or multiplying 2 or 4 or 6 or 8 or anything. You just have to count to it. You just got to count your way up to it. It's a prime number. I looked that word prime up. Prime means of first importance, main, like chief, key, primary, central, principal, foremost, and first. That means some things that was put back is being brought to the forefront now. Hallelujah. In this season. This is going to be a year of extraordinary. It's going to be a year of unexplainable things. That's why we got to be in Christ Jesus. Everybody's been talking today about being in him, because outside of him, extraordinary can be really bad. Hallelujah. But in him, you experience the extraordinary and the miraculous. Hallelujah. So that word prime also means of the best possible quality, excellent, a state of being prime or top quality, the best, first rate. Or grade A, first class, superior, supreme, choice, select. So that word prime has so much strength in it. And this is going to be a year, a prime year. It's a prime number. Hallelujah. That number 17, it's not like any other number. You know, 16, you can get there 8 times 2, 8 plus 8. You know, you can get there 4 times 4, but in multiplication, you can't get to 17 no other way but to just count. That means some things you have to wait on that are going to be released in this year if you can believe God. Hallelujah. Because you'd have to wait. You just count it one by one. You had to count them years, and now we're entering into a season of ownership. Hallelujah. But God has also shown me there will be spirits of rebellion. This means we don't need to be outside of Christ. We don't need to step into the rebellion. When you see the political things going on, we don't need to get overtaken with what's going on in the news and what they're talking about. We got to stay in Christ. Hallelujah. And we don't end up in the spirit of rebellion and tossed and swayed and driven with every wind of doctrine. But no, we're not caught up in that. We're caught up in the person. Hallelujah. Christ is a person. He's a risen Savior. He's a living Savior. And we know him by what? His spirit. And we know him when? Now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Watch this. 2017 will be a year of ownership. There will be rebellion in the year of 2017 in the acting out through the hearts of the lost. We will see even some that we had confidence in. We have to be careful not to put our confidence in any flesh. Hallelujah. That we don't follow a spirit of rebellion, but that we stay in the righteousness of God, in the holiness. That's why he said, know me in my holiness. Hallelujah. That means you may call something rebellion and it be your holiness, but it's not his holiness. But when we find the true holiness of God, then we understand I can only go in that direction. I can only follow the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I know it's a lot to take in, but to God be the praise. 2017 will be a year of new things. New things, new ownership, new keys. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Divine direction, divine alignment. Hallelujah. There will be things that you can lay your hands on and you can receive that you struggled with before. Hallelujah. Put yourself in position. Hear the instructions of God. God is going to talk to his people indirectly because it's going to be an incredible or extraordinary time that things are going to seem strange and sometimes seem out of alignment, but if you stay connected to the Spirit of truth, if you stay connected to Christ, hallelujah, if you stay connected to the Spirit, then he's going to guide you. I spoke of the manna. In Revelation, Jesus speaks of hidden manna, hidden manna. Your life is hidden. That means there's something he's going to give you indirectly because your enemy don't want you to possess the land. Your enemy doesn't want you to receive what God has for you. And in order to receive, you've got to have clear instruction. If God say, stand still for a moment, don't move. If he say, turn to the right, don't go left. If he say, turn to the left, don't go right. This means strategic wisdom is going to be authenticated by your obedience to instruction. Hallelujah. Obedience to instruction, not a man. Mm-mm. But we got to know God in his holiness. He says, know me. In other words, if he's set apart and he's holy, you got to be set apart. That means you're going to have to steal away in 2017. You're going to have to shut down for some time. Shut down your internet. Shut down your Periscope and your Facebook and all that and take time to, okay, God, you're holy. Where are you? You set apart. You're in a secret place. I got to be in a secret place. That means some instruction you're going to give me, I ain't even supposed to tell it to nobody. Hallelujah. Not to your friends, not to your spouse, your children, not to your covenant buddies. Nuh-uh. Nobody. You got to move when he moves. Hallelujah. Some things you're only going to obtain by the strategic alignment of the Spirit. He's moving you. Hallelujah. New places, new destinations. Hallelujah. But you got to flow in him. Hallelujah. Them heavenly places are in him. Hallelujah. So we got to plug into the heart of Jesus, my God, today. Hallelujah. So I don't feel led to say anything else at this point. I'm just going to pray. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless you. We thank you. Hallelujah. For the newness of life, Lord God. We thank you for a fresh anointing, Lord God. We thank you that you are reviving, Lord God. You're sending fire, Lord God, to purge us. Hallelujah. We thank you for Holy Ghost fire, Lord God, on the altars of our churches, Lord God. We thank you right now that you are stirring up the hearts of intercessors, oh God, even now in the midnight hour, Lord God, that they will begin to wail, Lord God, and travail, Lord God. You stir them up right now, Lord God, that they will be quickened in the middle of the night, and they will wake up, Lord God, sensitive to your spirit, hallelujah. They will know when somebody's about to eat a bunch of pills and kill themselves. They will know when somebody's about to take a shot that'll start a war. They will be able to speak, Lord God, in the spirit realm and divert those things, Lord God, that our children may see the eternal purposes of God manifested in the earth, Lord God. This promised land ain't about us, Lord God, having a bunch of things and accumulating things of this life, Lord God, but it's about you being glorified in a perpetual way, Lord God, for generations to come to see you and to know you because you have given your life blood, Jesus, for many, for the ransom of many that will receive you, Lord. So we thank you right now for the intercessors being stirred up. We thank you right now for charging the intercessors, Lord God. Hallelujah. That don't pray for show or pretense, but will get in that closet and shut the door. They will call out unto you, Lord God. They will cry out for nations, Lord God. They will see what's coming before it happens, and they will be able to stand as authoritative ambassadors of the kingdom of God in the spirit realm where this stuff is originating from. And they will be able to tear down walls. They will be able to shut down things and stop wars. They will have power. Nobody even knows who they are. Somebody on the line, listen, get in the activation now. Hallelujah. I speak and decree a charge over you right now in the name of Jesus Christ right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Miracles, mighty signs and wonders, Lord God. at the hands of the apostles. I decree it, Lord God. I pray it, Lord God. And we stand in agreement today, Lord God, knowing that only you can manifest these type miracles. Hallelujah. That the oil drip from their hands, Lord God, and that they won't be lifted in pride when you use them to cast out demons, when you use them to raise the dead, when you use them, Lord God, to drive out cancer in one touch, one word, cause blind their eyes to open, Lord God. Atmospheres of healing being brought forth in our churches, Lord God. But there won't be anybody to say, I did anything. It'll just be because you have heard our prayer and you have released it, Lord God, according to your word, Lord God. You have released it, Lord God, because you are holy. Hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you, Lord God. We bless you, Lord God, that you are now shifting us and moving us into the new atmospheres. Hallelujah. New perspectives, new understanding, Lord God, that we don't see things how we saw it before. We're not blocked in and boxed in by our own thinking, Lord God, but we are able, hallelujah, to receive new. Hallelujah. Why? Because we have been made new, Lord God. We are new wineskins, Lord God. Pour in the new, Lord God, that we will see things clearer than we saw it even 5 minutes ago, Lord God. Do it for us now, I pray. Hallelujah, Lord God. I thank you for a continual revival going on in the hearts of men. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you are bringing about unity. As you bring revelation, it is that we may be unified, Lord God. Hallelujah. Not for separation, Lord God. Hallelujah. But to bring unity. You give instruction that we may flow in one accord with you. Hallelujah. And if we're following the Spirit, hallelujah. Hallelujah. If we're following the Spirit of life, hallelujah, then there's oneness in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Lord God, I bless you. I thank you and I praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Breaking habits. I thank you for breaking habits. Hallelujah, Lord God. I thank you for breaking bad habits that are long-standing habits. Some people are hiding their habits, but, Lord God, you see it, and you can take the taste out of our mouths, Lord God. Hallelujah. Destroy the habits of smoking. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I bless you that you are.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.